All right, welcome back to the Mid-Morning Grind. We have our very special guest on the show today, Strange Music's very own Recognize of Mayday is in the house, on the phone with us. Recognize, how you doing, man?
Live and direct. I'm never drinking again until tomorrow.
It's one of those? We caught you on one of those.
I mean, we had a show at Blackbird last night in Miami, and it was really good time, and it was like the crowd came out, like Miami dropped down. Like, this is gonna sound real weak, but to the rest of the country, but Miami dropped down to like 45 last night. So to Miami, that's cold, you know. Miami's like, oh man, do I even go out tonight? You know, like that's just how Miami gets when this kind of weather happens. But it's like when you do a show on a night like that, it's 50-50 whether or not the crowds are gonna come out. But it ended up being like in our favor. Everybody came out and we had a good time. So yeah, I'm suffering the after effects of that night.
No, I mean, you know, and the temperature thing, it's all relative, man. I get it.
Can I
you know, we're conditioned for some different kind of temperature, man, you know. But I seen video of KC and I was like, there's no way I'm gonna complain about, you know, the temperature we have right now.
It's straight up just, it's fucked up here, for lack of a better words. What were you going to say, Brent?
Oh, Recognize, I want to share with you my personal tried and true hangover aid.
Okay. I need it.
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers?
Like straight up, like if before you, like the night that you're drinking, if you eat like some sliced up cucumbers before you go to bed, or even like today, if you go get a cucumber and just eat like half a cucumber sliced up, it fucking does wonders. It will like, it's life-changing.
Let me find out.
Right, I get the worst hangovers ever, and it has totally saved my life on multiple occasions.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try the theory.
Cucumbers and weed.
Yeah. All right. That sounds like the ill combo. I think I can get both of those at the grocery store.
Well, we wanted to get you on the air. First of all, what immediately sparked our interest and we wanted to hit up Recognize is this DJ EFN album coming out.
Another time.
Now, just tell us about DJ EFN, because I know he's in the Mayday trifecta.
And he is, yeah. He's part of the Mayday management. I've known him for a decade plus. He's been like a fixture in the Miami music scene. The dude is just like, I mean, when I was coming up and before I had moved to Miami, I lived a little bit further up north in a city called Hollywood. And EFN was like, he was like our funk flex. He was like, he had all the dope mixtapes out. Any new freestyles that were coming out were coming out of him. And when anyone came from anywhere in the hip hop world, they would come and check EFN and Crazy Hood. So like, they were really like the conduit to the outside like hip hop world for us. And when I started going down to jams and stuff, I started like picking up on his tapes and getting familiar with the crew. And then he ended up giving me like one of my first like big mixtape looks. So like my first like real mixtape appearance was on an EFN tape. So we go way back, and then we started working together, and he started managing Mayday, and yeah, the rest is history for that.
So throughout this process, were you like, since you guys are pretty close, were you aware of like how, like from the beginning, how fucking crazy this project was going to be as far as like features and the status of some of the MCs on this project?
I mean, when he said he was going to do a project, I knew I kind of had an inkling that it was going to be like, you know, somewhere in that realm, but I don't think I had a full scope of how like intense it was really going to be on paper. But I mean, I definitely knew like a lot of the amazing features we've been able to get from Mayday over the years have been through E. So like, I know his ability and his reach in the industry. So like, I definitely had a bit of an idea. But when we went to the listening party recently, and then I saw the track list actually like spread out on the web, it was like, it was still overwhelming, even though I kind of expected it. You know, like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, like to me, like not only is his just general reach crazy, but the diversity, like to have like MC8 and then have like, I don't know, like Masta Ace, and like it's just all over the fucking place. Like you have Juvenile, Trick Daddy, and Dead Prez on a track. Who does that?
Yeah, dude. I think that's the beauty of like E being from Miami, and the Miami vibe is so like just the melting pot of it all, and how so many people pass through Miami at one point or another. Even though we kind of get overlooked sometimes when it comes to shows and tours because it's so expensive and like it's costly to get all the way out here. It's not on the way to anything. So there are facets where we like feel like we get left out, but at the same time, it's such a destination and like hotspot that you end up getting people coming through, even if they're not doing shows, they just come to kick it in Miami. So over the years, like all the connections that he's made have been, like they go far and they're just diverse, and that's the thing is that he's just like a student of music diversity, you know. So I think his goal when he went to do his project was to show that diversity by mixing up artists that you wouldn't normally hear on a track, and I think that's what also got a lot of the artists excited to be on the project, is that, you know, you had DJ Premier like super hype about the record that he did for the album because it features, you know, has a diverse feature list, and it's not just like, okay, let me get these dudes that I loved, you know, from this era and just keep them with those same dudes from that era, you know?
Yeah, that's the one with, I heard that the other day with Troy Ave, Scarface, and Stolly.
And Stolly, yeah. Uh-huh.
That shit is tight. Now, for our listeners that haven't read this track list yet, you're on a track with Talib Kweli and Redman, and having like known about you for quite a while and knowing your respect for the culture and the craft, I would imagine that you're probably pretty fucking geeked about that.
100%, dude. 100. When I first got the track, it had Kweli on it already. And so I got to build off of what Kweli had on the track. And then he told me at the time he was trying to get Redman, but he wasn't 100% sure if it was going to work out. So I was like, all right, dope. I mean, already just like me and Kweli, I'm all the way for it. And then when he ended up getting Redman after, it's like, you know, the track exploded from there. It's just like, yeah, I've been fans of both those dudes forever, especially Red. So like, and I was trying to get Redman from War Within. I wanted him to be on Floating Away. So I had been working on trying to get him in it, and we were close, but we couldn't lock it in. So I was like, I was close to getting him on the record. And then like for it to come back around and then end up us doing this record together, it was kind of like dope for me.
That's awesome. Do you think that now that you guys have been on a track together, do you think that could possibly help facilitate like going back and doing a remix of that track or something? Because I know you're prone to do that.
Yeah, I would like to. I hope so. I mean, we're going to, apparently, I'm being told that we're going to shoot a video. So if we're in the same space together and I get at least the politic with him a little bit, and, you know, and hopefully the track is a successful one. I feel like when we went to the listening party, a lot of the feedback was that was one of the standout tracks, possible singles. So if the track has some legs on it, I think hopefully that'll definitely stand to connect us in the future.
And you said you went to a listening party. You know, by default, I would assume that you've heard the record. What can you tell us about it, man? Is it amazing to the ears as it is on paper?
Yeah, man, it's just like the scope of it can be overwhelming, especially when you're looking at it. But when we weren't looking at that track list, it's cohesive sounding. It didn't sound like a million rappers spread thin across all these tracks. It just like it has a real cohesive feel to it, and it touches a lot of notes without overreaching. So I mean, and I only got to hear it one spin through. So that's the other thing too, is that, like, I'm definitely, it's very rare for me to like retain a lot off that first listen, especially when there's so much going on. So like I'm here dying to hear it again. Like we just got to hear it the one spin through in the session, in the listening party. But you know, it's from what I heard, it was amazing, man. All the production that he's gotten for it is like, I mean, I know most of the producers on it, and a lot of them are like old friends. So it's just like, it's dope to hear everyone collectively together on this project. Shit, actually, one of our other managers for Mayday actually produced like 3 or 4 joints on there that I knew he produced, but I hadn't heard records from him in a while. And he's got one on there. It's just like bonkers, bro. So I left surprised, you know, like I knew what to expect and ended up leaving surprised. So that's a good sign for me.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I want to move on to your guys' upcoming record, Mayday. You know, anyone who follows you guys on Facebook or Instagram knows that you guys are starting the process of the creation process. Now, do you guys have any, I guess first question is just tell us how that is going so far.
It's going. It's going. It's interesting this time around because we have a few projects on the go at the same time. So, I mean, last year, not last year, but when we went to do Believers, we had War Within and Believers kind of intersecting one another. And this time we have Burn's solo EP and Gianni's working on an album as well. So it's like a bit of a like busy highway in the studio right now. So it's so far so good with the Mayday album. And it's just like, I think the hardest part of this album was trying to figure out what exactly we want to say after all the things we've already said. And then coming off the Merge Day record, it was just kind of trying to find that opening initial direction, which like was definitely the head scratcher in the beginning for us. And I think we've just gotten over that hump now. And we have like our direction, we have our concept, and now it's just like, okay, build the records. And so I feel like from now for the next like month is going to be the smoothest, funnest part of it all, because the first few weeks is like tough for us.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think in any endeavor like that, to see it in your head first is like the toughest part, and then it's just a matter of execution and discovery. Tell me, what is the concept that you guys kind of came up with?
I don't know if I'm allowed to release that yet.
Yeah, actually, I didn't think you would be, but I had to ask, man.
What I will say is, I think we wanted it to fit in with where we're at, where the, you know, where basically our path is. You know, we came into Strange. I think we adapted our sound a little bit, and we built upon that, and then we kind of have like a return to form with Merge Day, whereas like the records were a little more up tempo, a little more lighthearted and fun. And then we kind of want this next album to be a culmination of everything we've done leading up to Strange, everything we've done on Strange, and really show like the balance of everything we've learned from being around like people like Tech N9ne, you know. So like I think it's just really about trying to culminate on everything we've picked up over the last like 5 years.
Now, what's this I saw on Instagram? There's a bearded man with a guitar in his hand in the studio.
Yes, the bearded man has been making appearances, man. He's been Plex has been running around the studio. I think you know, that's the time off that he had. What was dope about Plex is that his catalog was so deep that he was able to take a break, and still not really a lot of people even knew, besides the fact they weren't seeing him at shows. You wouldn't really know, because he's still, his sound is still so much part of the record, because the guy's catalog was so deep for us. You know, we've been sitting on multiple tracks of his and been able to pull from that four projects without him even being in the room. So that's extended the life of you know, his production and on projects, because he had to take a little break and step aside. So you know, it kind of like, it was like he's never gone, but now he's been back in and building in and coming in with us, and it's dope to have him back around.
When you guys are in the studio together, do you ever just leave complex math problems on the whiteboard for him to solve after you guys leave?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we'll do that, or we'll just smash like some sort of electronics up and then like ask him to wire it back up before he leaves, you know?
Just destroy a keyboard and be like, put it back together.
Yeah, exactly. It's like our version of the Rubik's Cube. So yeah, and then it's still because he's working on a software project. And, you know, he was doing a lot of the developing, the early developing on his own, and then kind of like linked us back in. So we got like a kind of a music software exchange going on, where he brought me and Burns and some of the crew in to like help with this project that he's working on. So, you know, hopefully it'll be something that we can like debut to the people alongside an album or something like that. But it's been a fun exchange, because we get to work on something a little different than music. So it's been interesting.
That's dope. Well, and as a fan, it's good to see him kind of return back into the fold, because I know you guys are like family, you know, and because you guys have been stuck in the mix so long. So definitely cool to see him back in the studio with you guys. I want to ask about Gianni and Burns' project, man. I can imagine those are going to come out pretty amazing. What can you tell us from what you've heard from both of their projects?
Yeah. Burns is just about done with his project. I think he needs one more track, and I love his project. It's I try to work as, like, give him as much help as I could, because he was there for me for a lot of War Within. So I wanted to like return the favor. So I've been trying to help out as much as I can with production or writing or whatever. But he had a good portion of it already locked out, and now he's just kind of wrapping it up. But I dig it, man. I dig the sound a lot. I think it's super dope. I think it's what people have been waiting for, and it's overdue, you know. Like I've been a fan of Burn since before Mayday even existed. He used to be in a group called Evolver. I had their vinyls. Like I went to their shows before we were even friends. So like I've always been a fan of him as an MC, and then, you know, I feel like he never really did a standout anything on his own. He's always been in groups, and I just feel like this project is like the reason why that should have been happened, you know.
Absolutely. And I feel like not to knock any of his previous work at all, because he's always been on point, but I feel like lately he's been in this zone lyrically and musically that's just like I don't want to call it his prime, because I'm sure the best is yet to come, but he's very focused and very like all of his verses have been blowing my mind lately.
Yeah, man. I feel like he's been in pocket, man. He feels like more comfortable than ever, and like you know, you when you come into a sound, or like when we were coming into Strange, like there's things that, like when I used to rhyme back in the day, like I have double time records. I have records where I would speed up. It wasn't like all the way a new thing for me to be like, oh, well, you know, they're doing Worldwide Choppers. Like, I'd love to take a crack at that. Cool. It was like not totally alien to me, but his, he was never doing stuff like his cadence never went to a certain degree before. He liked his rhythm at a certain comfortable level. And I feel like he wanted to try and sharpen his swords, and those first initial like years on Strange, but I feel like he was getting into pocket. And like you said, I feel like he's so much come into pocket. His verse on that Jaron Benton record is like insanity to me. He killed it. And he just, yeah, he's just super in pocket. And I think also he's overlooked as a producer, because he doesn't really ever want to take credit for production. He's like very low key. Like when I do some shit, I'm like, oh, I played the keys on that. Oh, I did the bass on that or whatever. Like I'm just like a credit whore. So I love some people to know like, yeah, I did this, that, and the third. But Burns is the polar opposite to me. He just lets it glide over, and he's just like, yeah, I mean, the guy will be in there producing the track from start to finish with everybody in the room, and just be like, yeah, it's cool. I'll get my little credit or whatever. So I feel like also this project will help to like further facilitate the fact that he's a dope producer as well.
Yeah, no, he has a great producer's mind from what I understand. He knows when section, you know, just as far as structuring a track and having cool ideas, which is why I'm really excited to hear what he does on a solo project. What can you tell us about the man with the mustache, Gianni Cash?
The stash man, yeah. He's got his project. I think his project's about a little less than halfway done right now. I'm interested to hear. The thing is with him, he's a little bit more guarded, which I can respect, because when I do solo projects, I also do my little shit where I go into the corner and like, you know, you want it to be personal. So you kind of like go into your little space, and then when it's ready, you come out and show the crew like, okay, check it out. This is, you know, what do you think of this? So we've heard a few things, but a lot of it is kind of like he's keeping it close to the chest. So I'm kind of waiting to hear, you know, more from him. And but what I have heard is dope. He's reaching out to like a really dope variety of people, people that we've worked with before, people that we've never worked with before. And just like, man, I feel like it'll be nice for me to hear personally, to hear Gio, like his sound, like unfiltered, you know, without, like when you're in a group, sometimes things get molded. You put out an idea, and then, you know, it is your idea, and then it gets molded by three or four other people, and it comes out as a collaborative, you know, a collaborative sound. So I feel like hearing his sound unhinged without us, you know, adding group tampering to it is going to be really dope.
Dope, man. Well, I think, you know, we're about to run out of time here, but from what it sounds like, you guys are about to get cracking on this Mayday record. Have you guys recorded anything yet so far for it?
Yeah, we have like five or six tracks. My favorite track is actually a Burn beat from top to bottom. It's like I said, Burn's always been a great producer to me. I always thought he's an amazing producer, but he's been very, like, for years he's gone hands off. Like, he used to program with the MPC, and then he kind of just turned into like a Rick Rubin, where he was like really just overseeing production. And then recently in the last year, he's got back onto like button pushing, and he's using Logic, and he's like, he's actually physically like, you know, pressing buttons now instead of just overseeing shit. So my favorite joint that we have so far is actually one of his. So we have about six joints done. We have about like 200 beats. So we have sections off for it, and we're just trying to, you know, chip away now from there.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure I can speak. I know I can speak for Brent, speak for myself and all the listeners out there who love awesome music. We can't wait to hear what comes out of that, man. Brent,
I actually wanted to touch on one more thing, which is we just found out the other day that you guys have some dates coming up with Dirty Heads.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
We wanted to set out and do this year we just wanted to change up our touring game a little bit and just try to join up with a different crew and expose ourselves to a different fan base. So we wanted to expand basically. So we reached out to a couple of groups and Dirty Heads was one of the groups that we've been looking at for a minute. We just thought it would be a good fit and the vibes would, the vibes would interlace. So we've been back and forth with them a bunch of times and we just locked in to do, I think we're doing 3 weeks with them.
That's super cool, man. I think that their fan base is going to absolutely love the Mayday sound, and I can't wait to see you guys play together in at the Granada in Lawrence when you guys come through here.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. I've heard nothing but good things about them. The music's dope, and the same thing, I've been told a couple times that I feel our fan bases could coexist and mingle. So I think it'll be dope, and I hope we can add to their run, and hopefully we can expose our music to some new people as well.
That's what's up.
All right. Yeah, no, solid move there. Well, anything you want to say before we get out of here, man? We're about to wrap this up.
No, I appreciate you guys. I'm super hyped for upcoming Strange releases. We produce 3 or 4 tracks on the upcoming MERS album. I'm dying to hear the Tech's new album. And I can't wait to show you guys what we have as well.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time out, man. We appreciate it.
No worries, my brothers. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to get me a cucumber. How about you, boy?
All right, later,
let me know how it works, man.
All right, man. Peace. Later.